listener production.
Hey there, Paige Busher with your Midwest and Gascoyne local news. Here's what's making news Thursday, December 1st. The Australian Nursing Federation will face the Industrial Relations Commission this morning in the fight to stop deregistration. They're facing potential suspension for defying orders after last week's strike. The union have reached an agreement with the government to exchange positions on industrial action and counter-offers after meeting yesterday. The Health Minister has confirmed suspensions to birthing services in Carnarvon are only temporary. Expectant mothers have had to travel to Geraldton or Perth for a majority of the year due to worker shortages in the Gascoyne. Amber Jade Sanderson acknowledging the challenges of travelling to give birth.
To Geraldton or to Perth, and WAC certainly does everything it can to make sure that they have their expenses reimbursed, all of their expenses above and beyond PATS. But I will reiterate again, this is temporary.
Geraldton is getting ready to welcome back its first cruise ship into the region since the start of the pandemic. The Nordam will drop its anchor today, bringing thousands of passengers and workers. Mayor Shane Van Stein says it's welcome news less than a month after the Coral Princess was redirected.
Regrettably, the first cruise ship that was due to dock here in Geraldton was turned away due to swell and weather conditions, but looking at the weather and predictions for the weather, we're getting very excited to welcome the arrival of the Nordam on its inaugural visit to Geraldton.
To sport, we've done it. Australia is through to round 16 at the FIFA World Cup for the first time since 2006. Our Socceroos defeating Denmark 1-0. If there's a story you'd like us to consider, send us an email at walocalnews@sca.com.au. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area and subscribe now.